perform muraqaba, which is dhikri qalbi, dhikr of the heart, which is the real actual essence of this gathering for which we are assembled. That is this dhikr, which we call dhikri qalbi, dhikr of the heart. To learn this dhikr, people travel thousands and thousands of miles to seek sheikhs, to seek their teacher. Many miles they travel by foot. My Hazrat Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said that 200 to 300 miles I used to travel by foot, totally by foot, and then I would go to do dhikr in the khanqah of my sheikh, which we call muraqabah dhikr, meditation. So obviously people who did this action, this effort, Allah Ta'ala must have instilled something into this action of muraqabah. What is muraqabah? Muraqabah is such an action that immediately connects a person to Allah. And it cleans the heart of a person, purifies the heart, and it protects a person from the sins, and it competes against shaitan and the desires, the nafs. This is the tariqah, the method for which we have to go to the mashaykh, to the pious elders, the teachers. Because other forms of dhikr you can do on tasbihat, la ilaha illallah, you can recite yourself. But this is such a dhikr, muraqabah, that without a shaykh, a teacher, learning from the teacher, you cannot learn this dhikr. So this is called muraqabah. And in this dhikr is just the dhikr of Ismizat, Allah's personal name, Allah. All you have to say is Allah. But in muraqabah, a person, then he eliminates all other thoughts, and the initiation of muraqabah is with this dhikr. Then slowly, slowly he gets immersed in the dhikr, and then just, mashallah, he is himself present in front of Allah. In the presence of Allah. So muraqabah doesn't just have one stage. It has various stages that a person passes through. So the first stage of muraqabah, and that is this, that when the shaykh prescribes his dhikr to you, then he will explain to you properly how to do it. But this is a general gathering, general majlis, and there are people worldwide listening. They also need to be included in this gathering to get the benefit, to acquire the benefits. So I will summarize and explain so that every person can take the benefit. This is the real benefit for this, is that you learn this dhikr from a sheikh, and according to his prescription you do this dhikr and you continue to do that. So during muraqabah there are some conditions to attain success. There are some conditions. You have to fulfill those conditions, those criteria. The first criteria, the first condition in Naqshbandi silsila is called waqufi qalbi. Waqufi qalbi. It's the first condition. That's a term, definition. And there's no translation for this. And what is waqufi qalbi in reality? It is where a person's total focus is placed on his heart. And the focus of the heart is towards Allah, the Creator. This is the condition. That whenever you sit to do dhikr, you totally pay your attention towards your heart, focus on the heart, and the focus of the heart should be towards Allah, in turn. And this is, the focus of the heart should be towards Allah. And during this dhikr, whilst doing this dhikr, at intervals, regularly, you continue to say this statement, which you can say in Urdu, Anta maqsoodi razaqa matlubi. This is in Arabic, Farsi. That Allah Ta'ala, you are the maqsood, you are the objective. And you repeat this, Allah, you are the maqsood. And your raza, your pleasure, and your marifa, and your love, and your nearness is what I require. And you repeat this. You focus towards the heart, and the heart of the focus of the heart towards Allah, and in between, sometimes at intervals, the person should repeat this, Anta maqsoodi razaqa matlubi. That Allah Ta'ala, you are the maqsood. And I need your raza, your pleasure. And then you focus on the heart and do dhikr. So that's the first condition, waqufi qalbi. The second condition of muraqabah is to watch over, is to look after. This is a term, to watch over, to look after. What is that? That totally, completely, wasawis, negative thoughts and whispers will come, attack you. That slowly, slowly, whilst you practice, do this dhikr, become solid, then they won't come, then they'll finish, then they won't come. But in the beginning, initially, In the early stages, the lots of thoughts, of floods of thoughts and negative whispers come, dunya, worldly things, etc. When you sit in dhikr, then the thoughts start to come. So the method is to watch over, to protect, that you look over yourself, to watch yourself like a security guard. Protect yourself. Then no such thought, when it comes near to you, then eliminate it. Get rid of it. Get it far from you. Make it distant. And then make your thought focus again towards your heart and continue to say, Allah, Allah. And then you shouldn't get disturbed by those thoughts, those negative whispers. And never leave dhikr due to these reasons that our thoughts are coming, I'm not getting a benefit. Or thought due to thoughts, I don't get enjoyment from dhikr, I'm not getting the fulfillment. Totally not at all. Don't think like this. This happens and it definitely will continue to happen and happen. But keep looking over yourself, protecting yourself, watching over yourself. Don't let the floods of thoughts come. Keep on eliminating them, get rid of them. So there are two conditions that the pious elders have taught us. That's why the pious leaders say that without fulfilling these two conditions, you cannot get the total connection. You not attain the benefit until you don't focus on these two conditions and implement them and do dhikr without these. So make a habit of these two. Whenever you sit in muraqabah, then these two points, you should focus on them, inshallah. Then you won't feel sleepiness, you won't get drowsiness. Rather, with beautiful manner, you will continue to do dhikr. Inshallah, I hope that you will understand what I've just said. So now we will do maraqaba, focus towards heart, like I explained. Focus on these two points, wukufi qalbi, and looking of yourself, and start to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.